Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. And today on the episode, we are doing an on-air coaching call. These have been requested. They're back by popular demand. It's really fun to be able to talk to a real person in real time and not just come on here and just teach, because I need that person stopping and interrupting me and saying, but what about this? Or what do you mean by that? So we are getting such great feedback on these, and I'm so happy to hear that you are getting value out of this. Today, I am interviewing Molly Knuth. She was actually one of our Profit Mastermind members. And just so you are aware, all of the on-air coaching that we're doing are current members of our program. So this is not something we've opened up to the public. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that, because we have been getting comments of, how do I do this? Or she was in the Profit Mastermind. We're going to be relaunching the program in September, coming up really soon. You can get on the waitlist at foottrafficformula.com, and we'll be opening the doors, and this is going to be the next round of it. So you're in for a treat today. This is just, again, every time I'm talking to somebody and they ask me certain questions, it's things that I've really never taught before. It's really you guys coming to me, giving me this amazing content to share with other business owners. So I'm super grateful that somebody like Molly is able to come on and be vulnerable and share, and really she's here to help you. So I'm so excited that she did this. Stay tuned. We are coming up right now. Molly, welcome to Foot Traffic. I am so excited to have you here today.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you so much for letting me be here. I am so excited and ready to dig right in.
Yeah. So I really would love, I know we know each other already. You've already gone through the Profit Mastermind, which is now becoming the Foot Traffic Formula. I want you to pretend like we really don't know each other and we're kind of starting from scratch here today. I want you to tell me a little bit about what you do, who your like perfect person is, and just a little bit about your business so the audience can hear as well.
All right. So I am the owner operator of Molly Knuth Media, and I operate out of Cascade, Iowa, which is a small town in the eastern part of the state. I specialize in helping small businesses, particularly local businesses, really get online and market themselves better in the digital sphere. A lot of my clients I work with to help them grow their social media marketing, but I also help with things like websites and building out some Facebook ads for them, and basically just helping a lot of people move from traditional marketing avenues and getting them into the digital sphere.
Okay, I love that. And so needed, because especially when you've been doing something for so long, it's hard to go. I remember when Facebook came out, I went to a conference and the person on stage said, "You guys don't do it. This is going to be a nightmare. You're letting people publicly talk about your business." And he was really saying like, "Don't do Facebook." And we bought it for a little bit, you know? Yeah. So it's good to have somebody like you saying, "You've got to be heading in this direction. It's crucial to your business."
And like I said, I'm in a small town, and a lot of my businesses that I work with and businesses just in general in this area are some of those family owned mom and pop stores that have been around for decades, and they just have operated and thrived on word of mouth. And so it's really just me showing them that social media and digital marketing is word of mouth on steroids. Mm-hmm. So we can do the same things, but it just gets the word out there faster.
Okay. So where are your biggest challenges right now? Like, what are some things I can help you with?
Right now, I am going into the third year of my business. So I am, to quote you, still in the baby phase.
Okay.
My business is still my baby. So I am doing a lot of the work myself. Mm-hmm. And right now, my client load, I have month-to-month clients where I plan their content, I design the content, and I schedule it out for them. I have 11 of those.
Okay,
and then
wow.
I also work with...
Is that a lot, or is that, how does that feel?
It's a lot. I do, I kind of have a cycle though, where a lot of these clients are people who I've been with for several years and
okay.
just know each other and work well together.
Okay.
So it really doesn't take me a lot of time to do content for them.
Okay, great.
My newer clients are definitely a little bit more time intensive because okay. we're still learning each other and what we want to market. So it is a lot. I do have a part-time employee who she helps me get through. She probably averages like 20 to 30 hours per month. Mm. So it's definitely a lot of help. But I still touch a lot of the parts of my business. So I'm definitely at a point where I need to decide how to move forward to yeah. grow and scale okay. and to know which parts of my business are going to be the most profitable to yes. grow, because I do have big goals that this ultimately is a part of, but I need to be able to scale this in order to get to those big ideas.
The big goals, are these just big numbers, or you actually kind of know a different direction, not a different direction, but the direction specifically you want to head?
I know a direction that I specifically want to head. And I'm so thankful that I was in the Profit Mastermind while you kind of pivoted your business
yeah. mm-hmm.
because I feel like you handled that with real grace. And you could just tell that everything was very thought out ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And so it was an easy, quick transition. I mean, from the outside
yeah.
looking at
yeah.
me. So I know you had hours and hours, but down the road, ultimately my idea is to have a business that serves other small businesses mm-hmm. in more ways than just social media marketing and websites. I want to be able to be a one-stop shop almost where okay. they can come. And if they don't have enough time to like have a full-time bookkeeper, they yeah. can come to me in my new business and like work with my bookkeeper on staff for a few hours a month.
Okay.
Or if they need some HR advice, I have somebody who can help them write an employee handbook.
Okay.
So that's my ultimate goal.
Got it. Okay, cool. So I love this. Okay, couple things. I have so many questions I'm writing down.
Sorry, so, I'm taking notes too.
Yeah, no, this is good. So first, you're in Iowa. Are you serving only local Iowa clients right now?
Right now, I am only serving local Iowa clients. Okay. And that kind of offshoots into another question that I have yeah. for you too. Because right now, seriously, most of my clients are in my town. And my town is 2,500. So I know that I can grow. And I've done this spring a speaking engagement in Cedar Rapids, which is a town of over 100,000, which is like less than 40 minutes away. And so my name is getting out there and my name is getting out in the local area. And I definitely have noticed an uptick in people sending me questions through my email, through Facebook. So I feel like my name is getting out locally and I could grow a little more, but right now I really only have time to serve. And I do love serving people in my community. I love my town, but I do know that I could have a better impact and help more people.
Okay. Okay. So another question I have for you is, or one thing cool about staying local is you could do something where you say, I only take one type of business in your specific industry. So if you are becoming the go-to, right? Everybody wants to go to you because they know if they don't, but their competitor does, now all of a sudden there's a block on them. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. Because I do have like, I'm not going to take two clients in the same industry because I don't want to have a conflict of interest.
Yeah. Which it's, we say it and it sounds so obvious, but do you know how many people do that? It doesn't make sense.
I know. And it makes me feel, I would not do that to my clients because I just don't feel like that's a very, it doesn't show much loyalty on my end.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure that I'm honoring our client relationship. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one thing I want to say is the idea of, you know, being this one-stop shop. So sometimes that can be a great thing and a huge benefit, but sometimes it can be when you become the expert of absolutely everything, it can get lost in like what you're really good at. So I love that it's still the big vision. It's not like you're heading there tomorrow, but right now I really think you should hone in on a couple areas where you are just so well known for that and really maximize that. Now you said you have one team member that works 20 to 30 hours a week?
20 to 30 hours a month.
A month. And what do they do?
So basically at this point, we just kind of have a system of working where she works with me on specific clients who take more hours basically. But so I give her some of those clients where she is active in, like she knows what to do and she can handle that.
Okay.
But then there's other things that she'll help me with that if I have like a big project feature coming up for another client. She will help me get things ready for that. So there are definitely some things that she is always in charge of, but then when I need somebody to help me get out these new promotions and new offers for my clients, she jumps on board on that too.
Okay. Do you have a wait list right now?
I do. Okay. And it's been, that's a big problem too, because some of my wait list has been there for a couple months, and wow. I know that's not a great thing.
Yeah.
But I do have people contacting me all the time wanting to get on my team, not on my team.
Yeah.
I have people contacting me all the time wanting to get on my client roster.
I'm sure.
I need to get a handle on how to help more people.
So, okay. So here's a couple amazing things that I want to talk about. First of all, what a great problem to have a wait list and you literally cannot get to these people. I mean, people listening are going, I want that so bad. Now, when you're doing everything and you're serving this local small community, it can get really exciting to come online. But what I will tell you is I think you should really maximize this wait list and get more people on your team so you have the freedom to really build. I mean, because you definitely eventually could build online if you wanted to, or you could just be continuing to be the go-to locally as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always going to be, okay, what's the next step? We're getting bored here. Like everything's a well-oiled machine. Where can we head, right? So there's so many possibilities. But I do think with a wait list, my question for you is, what is stopping you from taking that money on the wait list and, you know, paying another employee or a team member or a contractor to come on and help you? Like, are you having, what's the reason behind that? Can I ask?
Yes. Originally, so this is going to kind of get personal too, but one of the reasons
that... Share what you want to share.
That's okay. I'm comfortable with sharing this, and I think it'll resonate with other people who are going through this. So I'm a mom trying to build my business and raise my kids at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm a mom of four, and the oldest is 8, the youngest is 2. So my business baby grew up at the same time as my 2-year-old. So I've been navigating all of this while raising the kids. Now, last fall, our second child got very sick, and she was in the hospital for 2 months. So at the time of her hospitalization, my business had to pretty much halt. I did have my team member on staff at that time, and she helped me keep things afloat, and my clients were so understanding, and that really was a godsend to have those local clients who knew the situation. But that did give me a backlog of work.
Yeah.
Once the end of 2018 rolled around, I had to like get my business up and off the ground again. And so that wait list just got longer.
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Okay.
The other part is that I have just started getting someone to subcontract some of the work.
Okay.
So not only do I have that person on my staff, but also now I found a subcontractor, because a lot of these businesses that I'm working with don't even have websites, or the websites they have are like super like early 2000s.
Yeah.
They want to update it.
Yeah.
So I'm not very adept in websites. So I found someone who is very good at it. Mm. And we are just now getting out there and working together to be able to address the website situation for a lot of these people on my wait list. Okay. So that's a route that I am starting to pursue, but I'm just getting there.
Yeah. And I love this idea. So you're already getting an expert. You don't have to train them. That's going to be really great, right? They're excited because you're going to be bringing them more work. So it truly is a win-win. Now, when you're going to be having all these contractors, you know, somebody who specializes in certain social media platforms or website, what you're going to have a problem is you're going to have to be the manager. Mm-hmm. And I think you might want to see about having somebody in-house as probably more of like what we call an integrator, where she can help manage all of these people and stay up to date and just make sure that everything is going well with these customers and that you're not missing deadlines and stuff like that.
Okay.
The biggest thing, especially when you brought up your child being sick, is when we are the technician in our business, and when it really truly like the business can't move on if we aren't there, that is a huge, huge problem that I think you need to look at right away. Because having 4 children, having, you know, just yourself that you have to keep healthy, you just never know what could happen. And you want your business to continue on if you have to take a little break or some time away.
Right.
So I like the strategy that you're talking about. I think it's a really good idea. I do see, as you hire more people, especially if you haven't been a manager or you haven't had a team, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I didn't sign up for this. Like, why can't everybody just do what they're supposed to do? You know, you want somebody to be the person who's the follow-up girl, like the person who's constantly making sure deadlines are met and you're just being kept in the loop. So that's something you might want to hire in-house, who's going to be your go-to guy or girl, right? That you're going to really hopefully have them grow with your company as well.
Okay.
So I'd be thinking about that.
So then a question to follow up off of that. So then is my role as this evolution of building the team out continues. So if I hire someone in-house to manage these subcontractors and kind of have an overview of all these projects that are going on, is my role to maintain like the visionary of where the company is going? Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, it sounds like so crazy because it's like, oh, I'm supposed to think all day. And yeah, I mean, really, thinking and being creative and having the ideas is a full-time job that people just don't realize. And I think there's so many things too that you can be doing as the face of the company where you're jumping on Facebook Lives and you're educating them on why they should be doing this. One of the questions we just asked in our Facebook group was, what do you want to hear from me next week? And the winning comment was why a funnel is essential to small businesses. And I thought, how do they not know this already? Like, this is crazy to me. But it reminded me, I was at a place where I didn't know that, you know, how many years ago. And it's my job now to go back and help the old Stacy, right? Help her explain why you need this and what it is and all of that. So the more you can be showing up to be that person sharing that information, that's one of your key roles. Not so much the, and let's just say all of a sudden, oh great, you do get sick and you need time away. That's content that's already out there that they could be repurposing while you're gone or taking the time you need versus you being the technician. And if something happens, you're stuck.
Good tips. I have, okay, so to follow up off of that as well. So part of my business too is that I weekly do show up for my audience in Facebook Lives. And I do kind of like what you're talking about, where I will give a short little snippet of how to address some part of social media marketing. So that has been a way for me to get new clients in the door. It's also gotten my name out because people have suggested me to other people and it's helped me get a wider audience, which is great. I did have somebody who is a trusted friend and they're in the same industry as me. Just last week, she said, have you ever thought about how much information you're giving away for free in this format? And she's like, I really think you could be charging for a lot of what you are teaching people just free on Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
And I know you do the same thing. Is there a method to how much you do for free? And how do you address that?
Yeah. So with you, it's easy because you offer done for you services. So even if you're going, because think about this, a person who watches a Facebook Live, takes notes and implement is not actually your ideal customer. We want the girl who's like, this is great. She's super smart. Just do it for me. That's your girl, right? Mm-hmm. Or the business. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the wrong, I just wouldn't want to attract that person. So I'm trying to attract other high-level business owners who understand that they are the visionary and they have to be doing this, but they might not be implementing it themselves. So you just keep asking yourself, the content you're putting out there, is it attracting somebody who's going to pay for done-for-you services?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes we give out, what is it? It's like, I can't remember who said this. I'm sorry, I can't give credit, but they said, don't give out minnow bait to catch a whale. So people are giving out the stuff that our not ideal client is going to grab. And it's like, we're not getting the right people. So we were doing free events like crazy and we were attracting free people that didn't want to pay. They just the free people. And we started charging for our events and all of a sudden our conversion was better. Right. So it's like, don't attract the wrong crowd just because you're considering that a lead or you're counting numbers, right? Really, even if it's smaller, go after the people that are actually going to qualify for this.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. And it's hard because the ego gets involved. You're like, but I don't want to have six people show up, you know, but it's really about finding the right people that are going to upsell versus just trying to have, you know, a ton of people jump on your Facebook Live so you look important, right?
Right.
The right person will stay and listen if it's for them. So I would say be very crystal clear on the stuff that, like, I wouldn't be teaching your ninja tricks that nobody knows but you on a Facebook Live. I would be saying like, You know, so one of the biggest problems are people usually do this, but it, with our method, we're not having that problem. You know, we're doing it differently. I wouldn't say what I'm doing, but I would be letting them know things like that. So it's more education versus how to.
Gotcha.
Because okay. Your person's not a how-to girl. She doesn't want to listen and do it. She wants to hire you. So you're educating her on why you're the place to be doing this or why she should be doing it in general.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So just things to think about. And I just think it's so easy to get sucked into thinking of this free offer, this freebie, but then it's just not going to lead to the real result. Because it's like when people come to me and they say, I want consistent leads. I'm like, no, you don't. You want customers. You want money. You don't want consistent leads. You just think consistent leads means you're going to make money. But sometimes the consistent wrong leads are actually just hurting your open rate and hurting the people that actually want your services. So remember what you're actually looking for, and that is a new customer.
That's great.
Yeah. And make sure at the end of every Facebook Live, you could say, you know, if you are ready to really start to grow your business, and you are looking for us to take over or do your marketing services because you keep procrastinating or you keep saying you're going to do Facebook ads, but you're not, you know, shoot me an email or DM us or send them to an application page. So I would be talking about that every single Facebook Live.
Okay.
Yeah. People are coming to listen for these tips and everything, but I think we do a disservice when we don't give them a good call to action to help them more. So tell them where you want to go.
And I have been doing these lives for a couple years now, and I have noticed, like, I do need to change it up every so often because I don't get as many viewers or I don't get as many follow-up messages. Mm-hmm. So I like your suggestions on talking about the problems people face and maybe not giving the how-tos, but giving them education on why they need to be doing certain things.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you picked like 3 videos that explain the education behind it, and they could be Facebook Lives, but my point is put some money on it through Facebook ads and have it be something where we call it the waterfall effect, where if they watch video 1, you know, a certain percentage through, show them video 2. If they watch video 2, show them video 3. They'll be so warmed up by the end of that. They will be, I mean, and you could talk about your done for you services every single video. So you could get people just constantly going, she's everywhere. I need to have my business everywhere, because they see what you're doing and then they want to do that too. So you could do something where you're not just relying on a Facebook Live, you know, because what if you can't get one that week? Well, you could still be running a Facebook ad to a video. We have one of our lives running from a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if it's good content, you want your people to see it.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so tell me, what are some other, like, do you have like one other struggle that you're kind of working with, or maybe something with your funnel that you're stuck on? Any problems or anything like that?
So my main problem with my funnel, which is going to kind of piggyback on what we just talked about. So first I ran into technical difficulties the connection between I'm doing my emails, my autoresponder is through Constant Contact, and apparently there's some issue, like a system-wide issue between ClickFunnels and Constant Contact. So that's been a fight, but that's not.
How much do you pay for Constant Contact?
I think it's $70 a month.
I would highly suggest looking into a different company.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I used to use Constant Contact back in the day. I just feel like you need somebody who's up to date and is going to integrate with ClickFunnels and these bigger companies. And for $70 a month, you could be going to like ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit or something and getting like, and you, it's really easy to take your customers and export them or your email list and export it into a new company. So I would check, and I'm not even using those. I'm using Infusionsoft, but I think you could get something that works with ClickFunnels and is almost cheaper depending on your email list size.
That was kind of what I was thinking, because I've just been like, that's why I've been kind of hung up on my funnel. I've just been running into technical issues so much. So I haven't been able to fully launch my funnel.
Okay.
I have the products created. So I have my freebie done, and what I designed for that are monthly and 6-month content calendars. So this is for the person who is following me. They still think they want to try to handle their social media in-house. So this is a product that'll help them with that as far as thinking of things from the creative side. Because a lot of what I hear from people when they're seeking me out is it's not always about the time thing. So when I have a client who seeks my services because they want the done for you. They want hands off. It's because they have so much time invested in what they actually want to do. So if they're a plumber, they have all these things involved with actually going to do the plumbing. They don't have time to then sit down and market themselves after work. So that's who the done for you services are for. Then I have this other set of people who are coming to me with questions like, they know they have the time. Maybe this is a photographer. They have some time while they're editing photos and things like that, but they just are totally at a loss of, well, what do I have that's exciting to talk about on social media three times a week? They don't see all of the content that is at their fingertips.
Yeah.
So that's another product suite that I've kind of started to build out. Okay. And that's where my funnel comes in.
I think that's good because our ideal person here wants done for you services, but sometimes they don't know yet they want done for you services. Sometimes they think, oh, I just need a content calendar. And then you show them and they're going, I don't have time to do this, right? So they might grab that. They might even buy the program and realize, I just need somebody to do this. So you should be definitely letting them know in the program or the freebie that you do offer this if this is just not for them. Like you could say, if you're overwhelmed by looking at this and you just don't know where to start, you know, maybe, you know, call us or check us out because we also do provide done for you services. You could even credit back the program off of their done for you services if they decide they want to change. Because then they don't feel like, well, I just bought this program and I wasted my money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That so think about that.
Question too.
Yeah. Because that could be a really good upsell.
That's a really good idea.
Okay. So I would say right now, your biggest thing that you want to do with this funnel is figure out the tech stuff. And what I would say is, so email, you're going to have to check out. But what I would do is if you've got your platforms, just keep using the support button. I think people always feel bad or they forget that the support, the people behind ClickFunnels, the people behind whatever email provider you use, they're sitting there. That's their job to answer your questions and to help you do this. So I would just keep taking the appropriate steps to continue to make sure that this part happens because this is the piece that is going to really, really help you. Now, you're struggling with a wait list. So you know the team aspect has to come in soon because what good is more customers if you can't actually serve them?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something that even I preach to my clients and my followers. I'm like, don't go and offer something or promote something if you don't have the means within your business to take on. If that really goes successfully,
yeah,
you want to keep make sure that you can provide the customer service that will keep those people coming back.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
That's definitely something I need to look into.
Are you charging enough?
That's a good question. Right now, what I have set up is a contract that began at the beginning of 2018, but on that contract with each of my clients,
okay,
the pricing and services guide that I went off of started at the beginning of 2018, but the on the bottom in small print was like, this is valid through the end of 2019, at which point we will, I will reassess my pricing and services. So in, when I think about in those 2 years, I feel like some of those packages that I offer are very fair for what I am doing and what they are paying. There are definitely other packages that I need to evaluate. And when I say packages, I mean like some of my clients just want 2 Facebook posts per week.
Yeah.
So obviously I charge them at a rate differently than I charge those people who want Facebook, Instagram, and a blog on their website. They have to pay a higher rate. It's different tiers. So I do need to really evaluate what, in the remainder of 2019, what my pay scale is and make sure that those are fair.
Well, I only ask because it's supply and demand. You have a wait list, right? So you can start charging more when you have a wait list because people really want to get in. So it could, the wait list could be a couple things. It could be that you are so amazing and everybody's talking about you and they have got to go there. But it could also be one of those things where it's like, you got to go to her. She's really reasonable. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's not a bad thing. You're getting customers, which is great. My point is you probably could start looking at raising your rates and really, and here's what the best part, when you raise your rates, you can do more for them and get them even better results. So something to think about there. But either way, it's such a good problem to have. It's like, I don't care what the answer is. It's still really impressive that you have this wait list.
Well, thanks. It feels, I mean, I honestly, I just love working with small business owners and I just really want to help them talk about all the great things that they're doing because there are a lot of small business owners out there who don't want to toot their own horn for whatever reason, but they do some really amazing things, not only in their field, but also in the communities that they support.
Yeah.
So I really want to help them shine a light on that. So
I love that. Last comment I would say too is I would probably only tell them that contract or the invoice is good for 12 months because a lot can change, especially online. And I think you just can't predict what 2 years is going to look like when you're talking Facebook ads and Facebook organic and all of that stuff. So, and I think 12 months is a really good time frame to say, by the way, you know, this is good for 12 months and we'll reevaluate next year. You'll have a different proposal or something like that. Most companies do raise their price every 12 months too. So I don't think that would be that strange.
Okay. Now, can I ask you,
what
is the best process? In the past when I've done this, I just kind of went off of how many hours was I working for the client at this level, figuring out what I wanted to get paid hourly. And that's what I used as my framework. Is there anything else I should be considering and building in, especially knowing that this is going to be a year-long price schedule?
So the way that you're thinking about pay is how much am I worth versus how much is the work that you're doing and providing them? How valuable is it?
Okay.
Do you see the difference?
Yes. I like the way you put that.
Yeah, because it's hard for me to put a number on you. But for me to look at, well, you just, you know, put this Facebook ad out there that's bringing in this much money, that's worth a whole lot more than just paying somebody $30, $50 an hour. You know, I mean, I don't know what you're paying yourself, but so that's the thing I would be thinking about is it's not so, I mean, when people hear what I charge for a private strategy day or an hour phone call or something like that, they're like, what, how could you charge that much? And it's not about my hourly rate. When I teach you a strategy that's going to make you $10,000, I can charge a lot of money for that, right? So do you see the big difference in how you might be positioning the way you're paying yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So just something to think about in the future. What I would do is, I don't know about you, but I always get the emails from, you know, the cable company or like maybe a yearly subscription that I'm doing where it's kind of like, hey, heads up, you're about to renew. We wanted to let you know that the price is increasing to this. And then sometimes they'll even say, the price is increasing. However, we've added X, Y, and Z to this. And, you know, they explain and justify. And sometimes it's just, no, it's our annual increase. We wanted to make sure you're aware you'll renew on this date. If you want to cancel, just make sure to contact us by this date.
I like that. And I did do that the last time I raised prices. I did make sure I put it in my monthly newsletters for at least 3 months leading up to the price change. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I think it could be this thing where, you know, every once a year with them, you are looking, but for you specifically, January comes and you figure out like, what do I want to see this year? And you set those goals for yourself. And know that you can continue to raise your rates as you're working with people and bringing them on. Don't think, well, I have this person paying me this much, so I have to charge the next person that much. Not if they're jumping in at different times and that person just happens to be grandfathered in at the lower price point. So that's something where I think people think that's funny. Like, well, how can I charge her this when I'm charging 10 other people this price? Well, if she's jumping in later, it's supply and demand and you can raise that rate.
And I do have that. Some of my clients who've been with me since I got started pay a different rate because they've been around a while and they're loyal customers. Is that a fair thing in a service-based business?
It is, but I do feel like it's not uncommon to raise those.
Okay.
So even though you're saying, oh, I'm grandfathering you in, you can still give them a different discount or special or something, but don't think you have to grandfather them in and never get a raise.
Okay.
Because I mean, things are getting more expensive. Inflation is happening. And when I go, I mean, all of my software programs are increasing their prices. So my expenses will increase. I can't keep grandfathering people in at 3 years ago pricing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and two, I want to give my team raises. I want to continue to grow that way as well. So yeah, absolutely. Like we are very open about, we do increase our prices.
Yes, that's great tips. Thank you. Cool.
No problem. All right. One last question. Do you have anything else for me that I can help with?
I think you've answered most of my questions. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Is that okay? I just want to speak to any of the people out there who are thinking about going after a business or whose businesses are very early on like mine. My business started purely by accident and it wasn't something that I had this big grand plan for until I was already into it. But I remember being at the point where it was like, oh my gosh, an extra $200 a month is going to mean so much to my family. Mm-hmm. And I've just continued to stick it out and invest in developing my skills, continuing to invest in my personal development and business growth, just like I did with you in the Profit Mastermind. Yeah. Like, I just continue to do the work and things are coming along. Now I'm like, yeah, I have a wait list and it's great. Yeah. And now I have different things that I'm thinking about and trying out. So I just want to encourage people that at any stage, you know,
yeah,
you can really make a big change for yourself and your family. It's
right.
A great thing to do.
Yeah. And it's such a good, just, I love when people say you just have to do the work. This is implementation. The people that are getting results are the people that are saying, okay, I tried this. I tested this. I did this. It didn't work, but I tried this way. And you know, they know this is a constant thing. This isn't just one time. You do one thing and it's success.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A lot of testing, a lot of trial and error, but being confident that you will get there.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing with social media. If you try something on social media once, that doesn't mean it's never going to work. Yeah. Like, get out there and try it again 3 more times. And then maybe you have a baseline to say, okay, maybe my audience doesn't want that. But yeah, just like with social media marketing or with your business growth, like, you have to just put yourself out there, try things, and then try it again.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Molly, we are opening up the doors to what we are calling the Foot Traffic Formula starting in September. It is going to feel like the Profit Mastermind you just went through. What okay. is something you can tell people listening if they're maybe thinking about, should I do this, or what, you know, what's it like? Do you have anything that you can share just from your experience going through it?
My experience going through it is that first of all, I loved the fact that building the funnel was part of the course and I had to do the funnel before I could get the rest of it, because I have done courses like this and you didn't have to do the funnel. So I didn't do it. And then therefore I didn't finish anything else either. But I loved that we had to do the funnel and you had to do the work and try it out. That was one of my favorite parts. The second thing is that there was just so many great people within the group and being able to network with them. And some of them I followed up with, like, outside of
the group. Oh, cool.
Ended, yeah. And we've just been kind of messaging back and forth or encouraging people through Instagram stories and things like that. And it's just fun to see where they're at too. And some of those ladies have, like, oh my gosh, some amazing products and amazing outreach. And it's really inspiring to meet everybody too.
Yeah, I love that. I'm so glad to hear you guys are following up with each other. Molly, thank you so much for jumping on today. Can you tell us where to find you, like, website or social, anything, if they want to check you out?
Of course. My website is mollyknuthmedia.com. And I am most active on Facebook and Instagram.
At Amazing.
Molly Knuth Media on both.
Perfect. All right, guys, go check out Molly. Molly, thank you for being here. And if you guys are looking to do something like Molly just did, go to foottrafficformula.com. You can get all the details there. Again, Molly, thanks so much for being here. I will chat with you soon.
Thanks so much.
And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. But don't worry, if you're craving more business building guidance, I've got two places to send you. First, be sure to join our free Facebook group at foottraffic.club. You'll get support from other small business owners like you, plus exclusive content from me. And if you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.